This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland and National Forest Service Chief Randy Moore were in Boulder Monday to highlight fire mitigation efforts. Moore said Colorado will get $18 million for wildfire mitigation across Arapaho, Roosevelt, and Pike San Isabel National Forests.
For a long time, we've known what to do, but we have not had the ability to do it at a scale that made a difference on the landscape. This gives us an opportunity to mitigate at the scale that the fires are occurring on these landscapes if we want to make a difference.
Moore did not give any specifics on a timeline or what kinds of fire mitigation would be funded. The Colorado Symphony will return with live and in-person shows this season in Denver. Denverite's Maggie Donahue has more.
This year's lineup blends the old with the new, featuring both classic works and pop culture tributes. The orchestra will also present collaborations with contemporary artists like Itzhak Perlman, Wu-Tang Clan's RZA, Nathaniel Rateliff, and Broadway stars Mary Mitchell Campbell and Bernadette Peters. The season begins in September. Maggie Donahue, Denverite.
The University of Colorado Regents have unanimously voted to nominate interim president Todd Salaman as the sole finalist for the permanent position. Salaman, a former Colorado lawmaker, led the university's budget and finance operations before becoming interim president last year. The Regents interviewed five candidates from a larger candidate pool before choosing Salaman as the sole finalist. They'll accept public feedback for 2 weeks as Salaman holds open forums at each University of Colorado campus. This is CPR News and KRCC.